It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy s***. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting the big old middle finger. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Of course, it's going to be live for Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosemary. I'm joined in studio by Pip Elix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
And Joe will be here soon. Soonish.
Yes.
Joe will be here, so the crew will be united.
It's been
a long time since we've all been together.
It has been.
So that'll be nice. Last show of the year, then taking 2 big old weeks off.
My God, we are just having our way with ourselves.
I will just have to talk into a mic that's not on. That's what I will have to do.
That's what I do, but it's not really a mic.
I mean, we could get together and do podcasts, but we can probably.
No, not on the holidays.
Like you fucking care. Stop.
I do.
Stop. You don't care that much. Not for religious reasons.
But I have a day off.
Yeah, but you know.
Please.
You're not praying to our Lord and Savior on Christmas.
We have visiting to do. Yeah, we have a very nice secular Christmas.
Okay. On the show, comics in the news, as Melania and Donald Trump are not happy with comedians.
Oh.
A comedian won't sign a safe space contract. We debut a brand new bit called Outstanding Displays of Spite.
I love this.
Pip and I will engage in a great debate of absurdity as we argue what's the better holiday, Hanukkah or Christmas? Traditionally, Hanukkah is the underdog in this one. Even Jews would concede, usually, that Christmas is the better holiday. Tonight I change all that.
Oh,
tonight I'm taking Christmas down, Pip Elix. You've been warned. You can grab your Yule log and shove it up your ass, baby.
Wow.
Christmas is going down. Hanukkah is the better holiday. I'm saying it right now. So you can bring your little pseudo-religious secular holiday to me. Hanukkah. Hanukkah's where I'm talking the shit now.
You even said with the ha, you were just like really all in.
Well, A little cold.
A little
cold. Apologize for that. I mean, to get that all over the place.
Hanukkah.
Christmas.
You just reminded me. I may have told this on the show. Didn't tell me if I did.
But let me get through it. Let me get through what else we got on the show.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
And we'll do Ann Jackson. All right, go.
Oh, okay. So my friend used to work at a bookstore, and books are funny. There was this one book that came out that was really popular, and it was called Chutzpah. And so for a while, people would not like it was flying off the shelf, so people couldn't find it. So for a while, she had the distinct pleasure of having people just open the book room door and go. Do you have chutzpah? And she doesn't have as much as some other people. But if people were routinely yelling that at me, I think I'd have some choice answers.
Do you have some chutzpah?
Yeah. Do you have some chutzpah?
All that phlegm reminds me. My daughter has a hidden talent. A talent which I've never really heard before. A talent which, thinking about it and looking at you, makes me think I will have to have her record this as a sound drop.
Oh, my God.
She does an uncanny impression of a cat throwing up.
I knew need to hear this.
If you go up, one of us could go upstairs and grab her. I will try to get her to do it live right now if you would like.
That would be amazing.
Let me go see if I can get my daughter. She's doing homework.
Okay.
But this is so good.
It's so good.
That I will have to isolate it with her again. But you would appreciate this. Hold on one second.
Okay. In the meantime, I will chat with you people. So I know that this is, you know, radio, podcast, whatever. And so it's not a good visual medium, but we had our crazy Christmas sock day in the office today, and I decided if you're going to wear Halloween socks, not Halloween socks, it was wishful thinking, if you're going to wear holiday socks, you have to have them so that they're visible, not like hiding under your pants. You have to have visible socks. So I went kind of all out, and I'm wearing these like, you know, shorter stretchy pants in green, and then I've got my Christmas socks, and then I'm wearing these little green,
okay,
somewhat looking like elf shoes.
We have to interrupt the story for one brief second. My daughter has entered the building. Have a seat in Joe's seat.
I have to hear this.
Now make sure you talk into the microphone. This is my daughter doing her impression of a cat throwing up. And before she even does it, I'm going to say it is so lifelike that it'll wake you from a dead sleep, making sure the cat is not puking in your shoe. That's how confident I am in my multi-talented daughter.
I'm very excited. Oh my God!
Let's do that a little louder, though.
I would totally be like looking around for who is it? Who is it?
I feel like it's very good. I feel like she just needs to work on that last gag where it either comes out or doesn't come out. I feel like that's the pre-puke.
That is the pre-puke sound.
Yes.
The after it is like.
No, that's not it. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what my cat sounds like.
Like, you don't know. Are they hanging on to that fur ball?
Or is it coming out?
Yeah. Like, have you dodged a bullet? Or is there going to be a cold, wet surprise?
Or dodged a bullet or a fur ball, as it were.
So I want my daughter to continue to work on that.
Yes.
So she's got the pre-vibe.
That's excellent.
It really is. She's a very talented girl. And you will come back on the air when you finish it and get the. And you know what sound I'm talking about, don't you, dear? You could talk into the mic.
The wet, mushy, it's coming out sound.
I'm very familiar with the sound.
Yes.
Yes.
So at a later date, she will come back. She will do the cat puking on air to completion. And at some point, I will record the full thing, and I'm sure it will be a sound drop we use.
Oh, if during my stories, particularly, I'm sure.
Thank you, dear. You can now go up and do your homework, and please close the door.
Rather make sounds of cats throwing up. It's so much more fun.
I understand that. But this will do nothing for your future. Your homework will. Scram.
Thank you.
My daughter. My lovely daughter.
That was awesome. That really was very close. That hick, hick, hick noise. Oh, my.
I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it. But when I heard that, I'm like, you know what? She needs the last little
she
bit.
She needs the last little really moist.
Yeah, like where
gag.
They kind of tilt their head and like
it's like, you know,
but
like
that was
good. Yeah,
the kid's got talent.
Yeah, she does. I mean, I don't know where you can use this, but we can
I just told you where we could use this
here.
So I didn't mean to interrupt
that's
your
awesome.
Story. Go on.
No, that's okay. You already got the visual. I was explaining to our dear listeners what I looked like because you know, we have a fun day program, and they like to have activities during the month-long Christmas celebration. So I decided that if I was... Now, you know that I won, because I posted on Facebook, I won our ugly sweater contest.
And you know, as I posted on your Facebook page, that once again, you must concede that I am correct, because I called you an inspiration.
Thank you.
A couple days earlier on the show.
Thank
and you. And
you
and Sensei Fridico kind of poo-pooed me. But once again, our girl Pip Helix with many challenges comes out on top.
Thank you.
A winner.
Thank you. I also, because we had a gingerbread making house making contest in the office.
I would not eat that.
No, not to be eaten, to be visually admired. And I silvered in the gingerbread house contest.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
You probably would have gotten gold, but there was cat fur attached to the shutters of the little gingerbread house.
Yeah.
No, that's not. Listen, I hate to be critical of you, but that does not.
That's compare. No. Hers was that was.
I
awesome.
Don't know if it came out. I like she's.
It was. It was quiet. But if you were listening, it would just jack up that. Go back and jack up that part if you're listening on a later play, because that was excellent.
It,
if you have
stunning.
A cat, that will wake you out of a dead sleep. Because you'll go, oh my God, that can't happen on my bed.
I've spoken on the air. Once again, people say they love their cats like their children.
Yes.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it one last time. Nay, nay, if you hear your children puking, you don't grab them and throw them across the room so they don't vomit on your comforter.
Speak for yourself.
You get a bucket or a garbage pail so they puke into the garbage pail.
Yes, you do.
Whereas the cat, you throw.
Well, the cat, you put a magazine under, and of course they turn their head at the last minute and they hit the rug.
That's true. But if you don't have time,
yeah,
in the middle of the night, and you hear that,
and they're on the bed, you gotta go.
Exactly,
you've got to go.
The cats can't fly. Yes, they can.
Listen, I don't want to sleep in the wet spot to start with, but your cat puke wet spot is
Here's the amazing thing about the flying cat technique. I have found very often by the time they land, they don't want to puke anymore. They are so startled. You've scared the puke.
So back in.
Now, don't throw the cat so it bounces off a wall. Don't be an animal, you creep.
No.
But, you know, a nice toss on a younger cat. when it's older, they start to get a little bit more brittle.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to break a cat hip because you don't want to clean up some puke.
No, but a younger cat, and I'm not talking about you want to get height. You don't want to get height.
No, you just want to get just enough distance.
Yes, a slow toss. A light toss.
A light toss in a vinaigrette past the edge of your bed. But please.
Don't have clothing or your shoes at the edge of your bed.
Because
you must toss pass.
Yes, because that's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to be willing to sacrifice the carpet, just not the comforter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I found that my cat really liked it when I was doing schoolwork because there was always that to hang over. If there's paper to ruin, cat's all in.
Yes. But so I don't want to encourage violence.
No, we don't want to hurt cats. We just don't want to sleep in the hairball wet spot. That's the least desirable of all outcomes. Yeah, been there. So, not to prolong it, but the Kitty Follies, our cat had a stroke.
Was it a stroke of luck?
No, it was not.
Was it a stroke of genius?
No.
Was it a stroke me?
It was a stroke kind of stroke.
Well, that sounds like vomit.
So
it had like a brain episode.
Yeah, well, he's thrown a clot kind of episode. And so he is in the animal hospital, and if we had the background music to Pink Floyd's Money, we should be playing that while I'm...
Well, I could play animal song. Would you like to hear various animal songs?
No.
I mean, they're about making love to animals, but I've played them before. And
what? Animal songs?
Yeah, songs about making love to animals. Def Leppard's Animal. Pearl Jam's Animal.
No, not
Nine
that.
Inch Nails, I Want to Fuck You Like an Animal.
Oh, yeah, no, because that is not exactly where I'm going.
Well, that's what's playing now.
Okay.
So you have no choice. So that will be your background.
I do not want to fuck our cat like an animal. I don't think Mr. Helix wants to fuck our cat like an animal. Nobody wants to fuck them like an animal. That was the vet tech coming in and seeing what's going on during the visitation.
So your cat has a stroke. This is the cat that's been sick.
Yes, it is.
It's not good.
No, it's not. No, he's had an extraordinarily hard time. So, but we went to see him in the animal hospital yesterday.
So you're very good people. The cat's still alive.
Yeah, we were shocked because we thought when he was going through, I wasn't home. I got home right after, but he looked terrible, and we thought we're losing him that night. But the tough little bastard made it. So the next day we brought him to the animal hospital because we thought, oh, he's going to die. Well, you know, we want him to die at home with us, and then he refuses to die, so we're like, okay.
The Helixes are good folk. They really are, because most people, they see a stroke cat.
Yeah.
You know what happens? That's what happens. That's what happens to stroke cat, who also has cancer. You just shoot that
kidney disease.
I mean, maybe you hear that. But then, then you go...
Stop shooting my cat!
the cats.
I'd rather you grab my pussy than shoot my cat.
Well, you're good people. That's all I'm saying.
We love our kitty. We love our kitty.
That would be me after I grabbed your pussy.
What was that?
I was like,
I could barely hear it. The heater has decided. <that it's... laughs> Ha 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 ha! Why, thank you.
So now we have AIDS cat.
We have AIDS cat.
And stroke cat.
We have AIDS cat, stroke cat, three-legger, let's see, AIDS,
you're running
stroke,
a fucking MASH unit.
Three legs, yes. One with a part of a tail, and then we have one full cat.
Yeah, but the cat's probably looking around at the other one goes, it's only a matter of time. These motherfuckers.
This is obviously where people go to get ill and die.
You're like the Dr. Mengele of wayward cats. That's what's going on.
The only difference is that we didn't do these things to
them. The other cats don't know that.
They don't know.
In the morning, they see a perfectly normal cat, and then in the afternoon, they see a cat that can't stand anymore.
Yeah, they go, what did these bastards do?
I'm not touching that food. I don't know what they're putting in it.
Yeah, there's at least three of them that go, balls? Way! Where are my balls? You know, so there's things that are missing from almost all of our animals. Oh, the one intact cat is missing one fang. It just came out.
That's just kiddie play, child's play.
Yeah, it's like you're missing a fang. That's child's play in this house, because you could be missing
really,
bigger parts.
It's really disturbing what's going on over there.
I know. We're losing... We don't lose cats by full cat. We lose them by attrition of parts.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cruel.
We keep the parts that are still working. And, you know...
She could do that with women.
Do you remember the terrible movie? I didn't see all of the movie, but there was a movie about a boxing Helena. And this creep took a woman. It was one of the women who had been on Twin Peaks. And Charlene Fenn, I think. How did I pull that name out of my ass? I don't know. But anyway, he took her and he started amputating her limbs and keeping her in a box to keep her more manageable. It's like, okay.
Well, the first thing I would cut off is the box.
But that's the part that everybody likes.
Right, I would keep that.
Oh, I see. But you don't want to attach to any other part?
No, the head's what causes problems. Blah, 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 blah. Opinion, yada, yada, yada. We've been over this. I don't need that.
Yeah, I say.
I've just doubled down on that as I get older. I have enough opinions of my own. Don't need yours.
So your movie would be Boxing Helena's Box?
Yes.
Yes.
Or,
all right.
I'm a little bit classier than that. Box Square. Helena's Box Square.
Helena's Box Square.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm a little bit more artsy, a little bit more cerebral.
Oh, is that what you think is going on?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Another woman with opinion, huh?
You okay.
You know how this turns out, I hope.
Yes, I know. That's a rather large box you have in the corner. What is that for?
Well, she'd been with other people before me.
I didn't mean the Lincoln Tunnel model that you have over there.
It is amazing how those things get worn out.
After enough pounding, even, you know, the hinges on a door start
to squeak.
Like,
I wish there was, like a color strip you could put, like, on a vagina so you know how much more life it has left.
Like batteries?
Yeah.
A color strip.
Yeah, like it start like a brand new one. Pink.
Yeah, of course.
And then, as, you know, the years go on or the poundings happen, depends how much it goes slowly to black.
Because
it's like
out.
A black, yeah, grays gray. Out, and it's just like a black hole. Yeah, that's, I really feel, that's something I should work on.
We should have the same thing on dicks, though.
Dicks last forever, because you can put drugs to pump up a dick.
Well, you know, that's not universal, though. I mean, I'm sure that there's people that doesn't work on, right?
I don't know,
but I'm thinking.
Yeah, but once a, you know, once a vagina's been stretched out, there's no coming home.
They have vaginal rejuvenation surgery now.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, though.
Tighten it up.
Can they tighten up the inside, too?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like a little, you know, take
put
up a few stitches.
A little dwarf in there, just holding shit together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's a big black one. I don't know if she can hold, Captain. He's giving her all he's got.
Well, and that's a lot. I think,
he's coming at warp speed.
Oh, no, tidal wave! You were worried about the cat puking, though? My God!
Yeah, there's just a lifespan on those things.
Yeah, and it's supposed to last a life.
Yeah, but whose?
I don't know.
That's why you get yourself a nice nun.
Well, not as worn out. I think that people were not supposed to live this long, though. So they were good for as long as we were supposed to last. And
No, because they had a lot more kids. It's not the age. It's once you put a kid through there.
I'm sure. I mean, I would not know personally.
It just doesn't make any sense to put a person through there. It's a design flaw is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it does seem like if there's a spot that you want it to remain small and tight and you're going to shove humans through it routinely, it's not a good. But, you know, they like the old joke, they have an upended faucet hanging over your mouth. That's not a good design.
A what
either.
Now?
You know, an upended faucet hanging over, drippy faucet hanging
a
over
nose?
Your mouth.
Is that
yeah.
like a snot thing?
Yeah. You know, that's a bad design flaw, too.
I guess. People are a fucking mess.
Oh, totally.
People are disgusting.
Totally and completely. So, what's going on with you?
I don't know, but I'm sure I've offended a lot of people.
Oh, are you kidding?
I guess I won't get the Me Too vote now. Thought I had it all sewn up.
You had no chance. No, the only thing that was sewn up is now several more vaginas because they heard about that great idea.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
And the parts unknown.
Yeah, you know the parts.
No, I mean, listen. I listen. It's very attractive in this country to tell it like it is. I do. I tell it like it might be uncomfortable. I say the things that should not be said in polite company.
There is a great website called Bored Panda, and it's just. It's fun for, like, if you have a couple minutes, like, on your break when you're having coffee, look at Bored Panda, and they have all kinds of articles. It's clickbait, but it's interesting stuff. And I came across something. There were a comic strip, and it's one panel. It's called Truth Potato. And the potato tells uncomfortable truths.
Oh.
But they're awesome. And they're really, like, right on the nose.
Like, you're ugly. Does it tell you that?
It doesn't speak to you particularly.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what? For a fee, I can be a bored potato.
No, it's truth potato.
I can be a truth potato. Wouldn't I be a wonderful truth potato?
You are a truth potato.
Huh.
You already kind of are.
Am
know?
I?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I couch things.
Yeah, you can couch things. But, well, truth potato is not cruel.
Oh.
It's just, there it is.
Hmm.
You know, like it'll say
like
some...
I just did with vaginas.
Yeah, kind of. It's
yeah,
the uncomfortable
truth. I wasn't talking about anybody's vagina
in particular.
I was just talking about vaginas as a whole. You see what I did there? Ah! So smart. Oh, I don't understand why I'm not more successful.
One wonders.
This one does.
But, I mean, Truth Potato will say something like, you're not going to be good at everything. And it's like, for some...
Fuck you, potato. You know what? You're a fucking mashed potato now. How you like them potatoes, stupid? I'm not going to take that shit from a root vegetable. Fuck you. Because of your potato's lack of work ethic, what happened? A whole country, Ireland, had to migrate their ass over here. Fuck you, truth potato, and your eight eyes. I don't need that shit from you. No, you know what? I want a fucking sweet potato. I want a potato to tell me nice things. I don't need a truth potato. I want a sweet potato. You're handsome. Thank you, sweet potato.
Well, you know what? But you're not Mr. Sweet Potato.
No, but I'm not a root vegetable.
You are a truth potato. You're more like him than you want to admit. You are.
Is my skin that bad?
No, no. Is it my physique?
No. Oh, we'll get there.
No,
we'll get to
oh,
that.
Oh, no, really? Oh, no. No, I mean, what, potato? Am I starchy? What?
Well.
Yeah. So, I thought it was brilliant. I didn't get a chance to read all 61 because, you know, there's ads and everything. But,
and work.
But, yeah, and then there was, like, time to get back to work.
Evil overlords, blah, blah. Hey, I'm on number 34 of the truth potato.
Yeah,
hey, your turn.
Could you go away? Well, I have this thing, like, if I'm on break and I'm having coffee, I usually go to a break room, but if I'm sitting at my desk and you know, I'm doing something personal or something, I turn off my desk light. I'm kind of like a taxi. I'm like, desk light's off. I'm out of break. Yeah, I'm that one.
And truth potato calls you lazy.
But people come over to you and they don't care
can't
what
desk.
You're doing. You,
no,
can't sit at your desk.
That's why you can't eat lunch at your desk in an office.
No, I can't anymore.
No,
so I have to go
because they assume that because you just one thing. Just one. No, go
yep.
fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying my tuna sandwich right now, and I'm reading Truth Potato.
Oh my God, you were watching me. That is my life.
Pip, I am a very wise potato.
Tuna sandwiches and truth potato, and that is my break if I get one.
Delicious.
I know. And so
I'm a truth potato?
Yes, you're a truth potato.
I don't know if people take it well from me. Maybe if I was more spud-like.
If you had more eyes.
I certainly think... You motherfuckers couldn't sneak up on me. I might wind up all grotten.
Take that, truth potato!
But if I was all grotten, I'd be delicious and everybody would want me in their mouth. That's not the case now.
Everyone would want me in their mouth.
Be providing another service. Truth and deliciousness.
I recently heard... I ran into a friend of ours over the weekend.
Of ours?
Of ours, me and Mr. Helix.
Oh, I thought of you and I.
Oh, no. Not a mutual. There. No, sorry. Not a mutual friend of ours, but of me and Mr. Helix's. And so I was chatting with him for a while because we hadn't had a chance to catch up. And he can be really out there with some of the stuff he'll say. He
needs a radio show.
Yeah. No, I mean, probably. Well, he'll just say whatever comes to his mind sometimes. And it's funny shit, but he said, you know what? I think that, women would be much more excited about doing certain things if it tasted like peach Snapple.
Fair point.
And I was like, peach Snapple. That is more appealing.
You know what? I'm going to break it down for you. You know how women would be more excited about doing blowjobs? We're talking about blowjobs,
right? Of course we are.
If it came with Kohl's cash. like when you came, it wasn't sperm; it was like $20 in Kohl's cash. You bitches will be down on our cock like there's no tomorrow.
Are you kidding? Every day, several times.
Yeah. Oh,
Kohl's cash.
I want to go to Kohl's cash. I want to go to Kohl's. I got $50 in Kohl's cash. You whore.
That would become the euphemism.
Yeah.
I'm going to Kohl's.
Yeah. Everybody, men and women, would want to go to Kohl's then.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm going to do. For every blowjob I get, I'm going to give Kohl's cash.
I think that's really smart.
I am underappreciated.
That would definitely up everybody's numbers.
I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to say I'm like the Einstein of basement radio shows. I'm throwing it out there.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll totally give you that.
Thank you. I feel like I don't always get the recognition I deserve, especially from the member who's not here right now.
Well, let me tell you something. As far as this goes, I was out having coffee with one of my girlfriends that we catch up every once in a while. The girl that was the down on her luck girl.
On her luck girl.
That's not her nickname, but I guess it is
the
now.
The last picked girl for Red Rover.
Yeah,
down on her luck, send down on her luck right over. And she mopes on over, and by the time she gets it, fuck it, we don't want to play anymore.
It's like, we don't want to play with ER. No.
Oh, but I just made it. Go home, you loser. Nobody wants to play with you.
Nobody wants to be my friend. What's a donkey to do? Nobody wants to be my friend.
Oh my, poor ER. No, I was sitting with my friend and
did you give her the Art Russ and I's take on her life?
No, I haven't spoken to her since then. We texted, but I didn't know.
Can only hope she listens to the show and takes advice.
Yeah. No, she's a good egg.
Yeah,
we were sitting there and the WPLJ van pulled up to the Starbucks.
That's nice.
And she goes, and this just shows, like, you're saying no respect. She just goes, oh, wow, the WPLJ van. Wouldn't it be funny if we were on the radio?
Fucking cunts. Fucking cunt.
And I just looked at her and I said, I am on the radio. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forget.
And this is why her parents hate her.
I'm
a truth potato.
You are a truth. See?
Yeah.
See what a spud you are?
Fucking, I'm the spudliest. You can't handle the truth.
I can't handle the truth potato.
Listen, I speak uncomfortable truths. It is what it is.
That's the thing.
But you really wouldn't want me to speak the brutal truth.
No. You know, I'm not a big fan of brutal honesty.
No, you're not.
No, I don't. Because I think that honesty is important. And, you know, you want to tell people stuff that they need to hear. But I think that there's also, it has to be couched in kindness. And you also always have to think, what is my reason for saying thus and such? Mm. Like this is my thing. When somebody says to you, how do I look? If we're already out, I say you look great.
Oh.
Because there's nothing not a fucking thing you can do about it now.
What happens if I got a big old stain on my shirt?
Oh, well, something like that. We can go into a corner with a Tide stick and clean you up. Yes. But, I mean, if it's like, that shirt isn't the most flattering shirt. I'm not saying anything.
Really?
We're already there.
Interesting.
But if you ask me before we leave the house, get another shirt on.
Interesting.
That's not flattering.
So in public, Pip is a liar. That's my takeaway.
I think that's a little generalizing, but
Nailed it. Nailed it.
I'm a public liar.
You're a public liar. I feel like you could be a good politician now. I never felt that way about you.
No, but I think that there's like, why? Because what's my agenda? If I tell you now, and I make you
and
terribly...
Pip always has an agenda. She's not a straight shooter. Pip always has ulterior motives. Pip is a liar and has ulterior motives, and is the most racist person on the show, which we established.
Oh, we're going back to that. That's a long time ago.
It's still part of your profile.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just setting the record straight. It is what it is.
Well, you know what? We're all liars. Every single person on the planet is a liar, to a degree. There's not a day that people go by without even a white lie.
Sometimes I don't talk.
Because you're holding in all the lies?
No, I just don't have anything to say. I'll say good morning. Is that a lie?
No. All right. I mean, unless it's a
no, I don't lie.
Fucking
I don't,
shitty morning.
I don't lie
and
every
liar.
Day.
Everybody does.
No.
I think
no.
so.
No. I don't talk to enough people and have that much conversation.
Oh, that's why. That's how you... If you had to go to a crappy day program every day... You would be forced to lie because people will ask you things that are open-ended. And if you want to keep your job, you want to keep that business associate, you have to lie to them. You have to lie routinely to people in the office.
Perhaps.
Oh, you do. You do. So how's that report coming along? Well, that's a loaded question. It's great. I'm all over it, boss.
Yeah, but you might actually be competent at your job.
Yeah, but you might also be having problems with it, and if you say that, then they're going to be all over your ass all day long.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you have to lie there.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think you have to lie there.
Well, I'm just coming up with like.
I think you're just a public liar.
With
ulterior motives, which is fine. Let me see. Hold on. Don't talk for 1 second. I just want to see if this thing's fucking working. This mic.
Joe's girl seems to think that we're here.
Joe's girl might like the show without me talking, so
yeah,
I don't know.
She's enjoying the one-sided conversation
she might,
she's having.
Finally, Pip's getting the respect she deserves. Finally, the show I've wanted to hear. I don't blame her for that. It's a fabulous show.
It's the All Wynwood and Cat Network. Bring me a higher love. Meow, 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 meow. What? Does that mean plummeting in the ratings?
I don't think people realize what I bring to the table.
Yeah, the card table.
I keep us from that.
Do you know that I sit here and every day when we're doing the show,
yes.
I try to roll the duct tape back into where it wants to be, and it rolls back to where it is.
Why? Was it
a
nervous habit?
I don't know. It's like a nervous habit.
Shit's
now.
Falling apart. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
All right. So I ended the hit and lift workout. That was the one where I was like lifting a lot of weights, and then there'd be cardio after. That's when I had like the line of heavy weights in here. Like,
yes.
You just got a bunch of weights.
Yeah.
Not doing that anymore. And that was like 30 to 40 minutes a day of weightlifting. And cardio, and it was 4 days a week.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed having it 4 days a week and like having three off days. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah.
And I gained a decent amount of weight on the program, and that didn't make me happy.
Well, was it muscle mass?
I think, yeah, some of it was muscle mass.
Okay.
But it's just like, you know, I'm just, you just get addicted to that scale, which they tell you, don't look at the.
Don't look at it every day.
Yes, don't look at the scale every
day.
Nope. But I do it every day, every fucking 15 minutes.
I know.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like you want a measure of what you're working towards.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I need to be reaffirmed.
Well, you're standing on stage. You're measuring your success in laughs.
Oh, no.
Well, not on stage, I hope.
That's really what I'm doing. When I'm getting a drink, I'm thinking about how big is my cock.
Well, when you're getting laughs, oh, my cock is huge.
Let me whip you in the face with this.
Or I'm getting laughs, maybe it's really small.
You're a truth potato, too.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't catch that niceness.
It would have been a great time for a public lie, you whore.
Yeah, it could have been. But I'm just saying that...
And it's not something if I go upstairs I can fix. I'm home. There's nothing I could do about it. You say hurtful things.
Well, no. Well, that was the truth, though. I'm not saying you have a teeny weeny.
My cock is huge.
It's huge. Bong, 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 bong.
Wouldn't that be great? Your cock was so big it actually had like its background bong
bong. Backgrounds.
Bong, bong.
Yeah. Bong, bong. They had to play like big drums to announce its removal from the pants. Bong, bong.
Oh, when I become leader of the world, that shit's happening.
Oh, totally. It should. Oh,
yeah, I'd be better than fucking Kim Jong-il or whatever, or Little Kim, whatever, whichever one is fucking in power right now. I would totally have that.
Well, that's, I want to have that too. The minute
Your
I get
balls?
No, the minute I get home and I take off the bra. Bong, bong. You know.
Nice, I can see that.
You know?
No, but I would have like, send me a concubine. And then, there we go. Well, you know, I have a good vocabulary.
Sure.
And then they would send me in, and I would tell her to release the Kraken. And I would have two small Asian men going, bong, bong, bong.
I was very frightened for a moment what you were going to have those two small Asian men doing.
And then she would know that even though I'm the leader of the free world and she has no say in this, some good stuff's coming. Then she would,
well, you know, it doesn't necessarily always follow that if you have some kind of totalitarian ruler that he's going to have a tiny dick.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I want musical accompaniment.
Oh, absolutely.
It has nothing to do with my dick size. I just want musical accompaniment.
I like that. I like that. Well, in opera, they call that a leitmotif.
First time I got laid, I had Twisted Sister's Greatest Hits playing in the background. I just, you know. Nasty, was it? Twisted and Nasty Cuts or something? I don't know.
Cuts?
Yeah, so nothing like fucking a We're Not Going to Take It. That's all I'm saying.
One time in the middle of things, Mr. Helix mentioned, it's really weird to be doing this to the Ruddles.
I don't know what that is, but...
It was a parody group that... it was a parody movie about the Beatles, mm-hmm. and they called them the Ruddles. Oh. Instead of A Hard Day's Night, A Hard Day's Rut.
I gotcha. That's what they call sex when you have animals. Rutting.
Yes.
Ah,
Mr. Hard Day's Rut.
Mr. Helix has a good vocabulary, too.
Yes.
So I gained a decent amount of weight on this program.
Right.
But I think I was getting broader in the arms and the chest and the back. And you even said it looked like I was getting broader. But it didn't work the abs the way 80 Day Obsession did. Because like 80 Day Obsession, you're doing this stuff with like bands and you're really working the obliques. So I lost a bit of that definition.
Oh.
So we did some different workouts for a week, but it wasn't the whole program. And then Autumn came out, and Autumn was the teacher of 80 Day Obsession. We know how much I love that.
Uh-huh.
She came out with 6 new workouts to add on to.
Okay.
The 80 Day Obsession. So I agreed to give it a try.
You're a sucker for punishment.
These were 45-minute workouts. So it's like back to the sliders and the loops that I hate. It also meant that I'm doing these complex moves where I'm thinking and I'm getting confused, which is not what I want when I want simple shit.
Yeah.
I want to be able to get like to really be able to concentrate on the movement or be able to lose myself in it, which is why I like listening to music or something.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, these are exercises I can do, even if they're heavy, whatever, or there's a lot of them. I can just lose myself in and go, all right, before I know it, I'm fucking done with this shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to like when I went to classes there. Then this shows how long ago it's been that I went to classes. You know, that the CNC Music Factory, Come On Now, Sweat was like a big song.
Sure.
You know, and it's like you could get lost in that dun, 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 dun.
Sure.
Dun,
and you know? I don't listen to music when I do this workout, which kills me.
Oh.
I've talked about that.
Y'all ready for this? You got it. You have to.
Again. That would be something, that would be the background, like if, and like on Thursdays, which will be my little Asian Bong Bong Guy's day off, we will actually play, or maybe I'll have CNC Music Factory come in, and are you ready for this?
Well, y'all ready for this? No, is that a different song?
I think that might be the Twilight.
Yeah, that's a different song.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, I'm conflating two of them.
I have that album, I can't remember who, see, but I have the album. Anyway, so I like to lose myself. In it. But the workout began. As soon as the workout began, I remembered how much I hated this particular workout.
Oh, and that particular woman.
I don't hate her.
Oh, don't you hate her presentation, though?
She's actually very good at her job. I just find her irritating.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, she's fine. Like, it's on me. Like the hate I feel for her is on me.
Huh, okay.
But she's fun to look at. I mean, she's not a bad-looking woman. She's in great shape.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, she's an exercise broad, and they don't usually put, like,
that's
you
how,
know.
That's how they call her, exercise,
exercise
broad.
Exercise broad, you know.
Work like, out with Autumn the exercise broad.
Broad.
That's cool. Just see her drinking a beer, fucking doing a curl.
Come on, now, flex. I said flex. Look at you, you lazy motherfucker. Flex that.
I would do that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be a fucking good workout.
It would be great if somebody was just like in a funny way abusing you through the screen to do what you got to do.
Sure, that'd be nice.
Look at that.
Look at you, you fat fuck.
No, look at that flabby shit. Come on, you don't want to have that forever. Do what I'm saying. No, no, straighten it out. You're going to hurt your back. Are you stupid or what? Come on, straighten that out. I could do this.
I would enjoy that.
I know.
It's almost worth getting in shape just so I can teach that class.
I know. It's like, look at you, lame motherfucker. Feel the burn. I know you've heard it before, but feel it.
Look at me. I'm eating Entenmann's. You know why? Because I'm in shape, motherfucker. You can't have Entenmann's. Enjoy your kale.
Oh, that would be cruel,
this
though.
Might be the best motivation I've ever been given to work out. Thank you, Pip.
You're welcome.
Another chance to abuse.
Oh, yes.
You know me so well.
I know. I know. I know you delight in these things.
You're my whole mate.
Yes, actually. Yes. You're whole mate.
Pip. As soon as I'm doing this, I'm like, I fucking hate this because there's new complicated moves where I'm twisting and everything, and now I'm putting on the loops and
the loops.
I hate the loops again because I got to slide. I got to stop what I'm doing to put on the loops. Then you do those exercises, then you take off the loops. It
disturbs the momentum.
It aggravates me. Yeah. It makes things go long. And believe it or not, when you're gassed, when you're exhausted, it's actually tiring to put on the loops and take off the loops.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the shit that you're doing, loops is nothing. But it's like, I don't want to put on loops.
Well, I hate circuit training because you get into a little, you know, you're doing, you know, the ab flexor, you know, the thigh thing, you know, the insides and outsides, and you're doing a thing over your shoulders where, and I don't know what they're all called, but you know, you work your way around and you're just like, I just got into a groove. Now I got to wipe the thing down and go to the next piece of equipment and start all over. But it's a pain in the ass. I hate the like stopping and starting, and then somebody's on that, so now I have to wait, or do I go to a different thing? Ugh.
Well, no. When I was at the gym, that just means we're not doing that exercise today.
No, I mean, like, I like to, like, it's easy to remember everything if you go in the same order, but if all of a sudden I was like, okay, she's parked on that. Now what do I do? And I just want to get it done. I don't want to be here for 3 hours.
I get it.
Yeah.
Here was the problem with that workout for me. I had sore joints. I don't mind having sore muscles.
Ooh.
But like because you're doing so many squats, so many lunges, like my knees and my back would hurt with some of the stuff.
You're not 16 anymore. This stuff's going to hurt.
That's it. Thank you, Pip.
I mean,
who's
you.
Who's a little truth potato?
You. I am. Yeah, but you in general, you know? I mean, there's stuff that, like, certain exercises my knees are saying, yeah, no.
No, but I'm done. And you know, a lot of times it was like you'd be doing these jumping exercises. You're jumping and you're holding weights. So, like, I'd be holding, like, 20-pound dumbbells in each hand and I'm jumping. Like, I'm doing lunges and I'm jumping. And that it takes its toll on your knees.
Sure it does. Yeah. Well, right now, I don't need to hold any extra weight. I got enough going on here. I don't need to, hey, let me jump up and down with more weight. No. I'm exhausted dragging the groceries in up and down my little stairs.
So we're a couple minutes into this first day of this.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore.
Really?
I finished the workout and I said, I'm not doing this. Even though I got some results with 80 Day Obsession, I just hate the workout.
Yeah.
It was like the workout, I hate it so much. I don't want to work out on the best of days,
right.
But there's a lot of shit I could suck it up. I'll get through it, but I don't want to do these complicated moves, pseudo dance moves with weights and everything, and have to take on Lou. I don't want to do that. I'm not into it that much.
It's not that you don't want to do exercise; it's just that you don't like this particular way of doing this routine.
Well, I mean, I don't want to do exercise, but correct.
No, I mean, I understand that we'd all like to sit and stuff our pie holes with cake. Well, that's kind of a both, pie and cake. But we, you know, sit on the couch and like get the exercise flicking through channels. But if you find something that you enjoy doing, it makes it so much more easy.
Or at least you can stomach.
Yeah, I mean, something that you can stomach. I mean, you're not going to be like, wee, I so love this.
Yeah, I'm saying, like people say, oh, I get a high from working out. I feel so good. Not me. Not me.
No, I never got those endorphins.
No, I don't feel good about it. Nope. I feel tired. I feel sweaty. Now I smell a little ripe.
Yeah. It's
now,
like,
now I'm going to need a couple minutes to get off the floor.
Yeah. It's like, now I have to like, now I have to go put on my coat over my sweatiness so I can go home.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing about working out here.
Yeah.
So I was instructed to find a new workout program because I'm not doing this. I go, you can do it. I'm not doing this.
Not this particular one.
I just can't. It makes me angry.
Well, that's not good. No. That's not a motivator at all.
So I found this new one.
Okay.
It's 8 weeks, 22 to 32 minutes a day, depending on what it is. It's not a ton of things.
Right.
It's not very weightlifting.
Okay.
Like, that's why there's barely any weights in here now.
I did notice that had thinned out.
Yeah. I mean, they're outside, but it's like mostly lighter weights now. There's not a ton of weight stuff. A lot of core stuff. A lot of work in the middle. Push-ups. Fucking a lot of push-ups, which I'm used to with all these things. Fucking burpees, you know, there's twisting and everything.
I'm sorry, wait.
Squat thrusts.
Burpees?
They call them burpees. So you know what it is?
They give you a hiatal hernia?
So you're standing, and then you go down into like a plank or push-up position.
Okay.
You kick your legs out.
Okay, yeah.
Then you kick your legs back in.
Yeah,
and then go up again. Yeah.
Ugh.
Those are really fucking tired.
That's really
hard.
As
a kid, I didn't, like, when I was in high school, oh, this shit's easy.
Da-da-da.
Now it's like, I was just down here. Why am I getting up? And now I'm up. It's very difficult.
Yeah, no, that's, ugh.
So I'm doing.
I got tired just listening to that.
Yeah, trust me, my stories have that effect. But they're so it's 22 to 32 minutes. Like a lot of them, it's like 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like core every day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, but I'm not doing the weightlifting. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get smaller again.
Okay.
I'm looking this. All right, I'll trim. I'll trim down. But I've gained so much weight.
All right.
Since I stopped the 80-day obsession.
Yeah.
Just in poundage. That I'm only now, a year and a half later off working out, I'm only like a few pounds below what I was when I fucking started. You know how infuriating that is?
Absolutely.
I'm like this fucking, I could have done nothing. I could have done nothing. I could have had cake this whole time.
I could have had cake.
Yes. It's just so depressing.
I told last week or the week before, I told my box of raisin fucking story that, you know, I plateaued on Weight Watchers and a box of raisins put me up a pound. I was infuriated. So I believe me, I know the struggle is real. And the thing is,
a year and a half.
I know.
I should look like the Bionic Man.
Well, you know what? You have to find your niche.
My niche is the couch.
Yeah.
That's my niche.
Yeah, I mean, your exercise niche, you know. And
putting cake into my mouth.
I know. I like that bending of the elbow with a fork, preferably in my hand. I like that a lot.
No,
but
I mean, listen, I like playing sports. I don't mind this workout right now.
Okay.
I don't mind. I'm like, it's for 8 weeks. I don't mind it. And I hope it trims me up. I'm like, the question is, does it look like it's changed my body in the year and a half? Like, I don't even know. I think it has.
Well, I mean, like, definitely it's not like you also went, woo, because you're not, like, lifting weights every day. But you are broader in the shoulders than you were.
So that's what I'm worried about now that I'm not lifting weights. Although we are doing a lot of shoulder presses. Today was like, you squat.
Yeah.
So you're standing, you squat, then you jump up, and then I was doing it with 20 pounds in each hand, which isn't that much, but when you're doing a lot of reps, it gets tired. Go up, then go down, squats.
But why do you have to have such, like frog-like motion?
These whole things on these short workouts is they want to work as many muscles as possible. And when you're doing, like, a 22-minute workout, there's maybe, like, 3 minutes of downtime.
Okay.
Total. So it's like, you'll get, like, a 22-second break. You just go, 20 minutes, that's not a lot. I get it.
No, but
if you're constantly moving
and
you're constantly lifting and you're constantly jumping and you're constantly doing push-ups.
And they're doing multitasking on how many, like, you know, areas you're working on.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And that's what autumn was, too.
That's good.
You're working multiple muscles and everything, which I kind of dig.
It's just that whole, like the whole jumping up in the air all the time with, like, weights and stuff. It's like, could just lift them and stuff? It's like, that just seems like that's going to put a lot of pressure on your knees.
It hasn't affected me yet.
Okay.
But because of the weight thing, I'm like, well, I think my body's different than when I started a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago, I was fat.
I didn't think so, but I mean,
if you
watch
American Greed, I was.
I know you said that. But how does your clothing feel? Like, do you have, like, like a pair of jeans or something.
But I've
for
never
an example,
like even at my fattest or I'm always wearing the same jeans. It's just like I lost my ass. Okay. I lost my ass on 80 Day Obsession.
Okay, that yeah, that's what you wanted to happen.
No, I mean like no, I think it's changed my body.
For the better?
For the better.
Okay. But and also, you can't discount the cardio.
No, I'm obviously healthier now.
Yeah, that's...
But really, am I going for health? I mean, really, at the end of the day, no, I'm going for vanity, people.
I want it to look better. So what? My heart's happy. I want to look better.
Yes.
I know,
you
I know.
I know
what it is.
You're my homie.
Yeah, I mean, don't we all, you know? You hope, I told you, the first thing, if I lose weight, I lose my fingers, big deal.
Fingers.
I do. My fingers, like my rings will get
I was
going to
say, your fingers are looking particularly sexy today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I know. My rings, it's cold out, so my rings are spinning around.
Now, women lose it in the boobs first, which is the way they don't.
Fingers, my face and the
good.
Boobs.
Face is good. Face
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
See that
face
heart...
is good because I have a big round moon face and I could really shave off any part of this and be happier. But then the boobs and I'm like, hello.
Yeah,
there are other areas I really wanted to whittle down before I got there.
The thing that's annoying for me is like just a gut. It's like my
yeah.
core. Mm-hmm. From a year and a half, I'm rock solid. Unfortunately, it's covered by a doughy exterior. But it's like, no, it's like, I know my core is strong. I know I've been lifting more weights than I was doing before. I know my cardio is better. I think I've trimmed out, but it's like, fuck.
But that's the thing, is that if you have a stronger core and you have, like, the musculature is solid, that helps you with your posture.
Yeah,
that helps you with,
fantastic.
You know,
yeah,
that, I mean, it helps
I'm
you.
I'm killing myself for posture. That's what I'm doing. Scoliosis fucking wipes all out all the gains.
It helps with your endurance. It helps, you know, but it helps with your whole physical being.
I still want naps every day. Still want naps.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to go away. That's crazy talk.
You're
always going to crave cake and you're always going to want a nap.
You know what's funny? Like, if I get if I get to a certain pound, all of a sudden I get a little winded on the stairs. If it's a pound, if I'm a pound below, I'm fucking fine.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like a little bit, all of a sudden you're like, and
not on that bit. I was like, huh.
Yeah, wait a minute now. I know.
It's weird. But it's just frustrating, you know, especially now because it's like now I'm going to do like 2 months where I'm going to lose all the broadness I gained.
Yeah.
It was like all of a sudden my jacket was like tight on me.
Right,
tight,
right.
Which,
and
so I'm going to lose that, but whatever.
Well,
it's just the only reason I tell these stories is because if somebody's out there trying to lose weight or thinking about losing weight, I'm just telling them the struggles that I'm going through.
Yeah,
as I do it. That's the only reason.
I think it's encouraging for people to hear. Well, I mean, our whole show is about what's going on in our lives.
Not our whole show, the first hour.
The first hour.
Until Joe shows up.
But I mean, but in between all their stuff too is like we're talking about what we're going through and what our lives are like.
Like if I was, but here's the thing: I don't eat well. I eat yum. But that's just what it is. Like, it's like I'm not watching. Like, I don't eat. Like, here's the thing. Here's what annoyed me. So last week I'm home by myself. Friday, I want a couple slices of pizza. Get a white slice and a buffalo chicken slice.
Nice,
very filling.
Also, yeah.
I'm up 3 pounds. Fuck you.
From two slices of pizza.
Yeah, it's like fuck
that's
you.
Not fair.
No, it's not fair. It's like fuck you. Now I got to struggle to lose that.
Oh my god. Now I have to have kale and boiled
right,
chicken.
It's like that's what's so hard.
It's frustrating.
Yeah,
it's really like I'll have you know some good things, and then I will eat chips for dinner. You know, and it's like okay.
You just get to a point where your metabolism is like, all right, this is going to be fucking hard.
Yeah, it really is. It's
but
like,
I do think here's the thing. I think standing face to face, I look more slender.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do.
But you know the profile's like motherfucker. This should be a lot. The amount of core and ab work I've done in the past year and a half not fucking cooperating. It's probably less than I was before.
Okay.
You know, but it's just like god damn. You know, on TV after 30 days they look shredded.
They are liars. They're liars.
I need somebody to airbrush me.
Oh,
I need to be airbrushed.
You want people to airbrush on the six pack?
I want to be constantly airbrushed. Well, you have no idea how handsome I could be if I was airbrushed. No idea.
I could be Cindy Crawford if I was airbrushed.
Absolutely.
Properly. But wait, speaking of airbrush, we have to talk about Stephen Miller's hair.
Oh, not the singer, Steve Miller.
No. Holy shitballs. If you haven't seen, what is his position exactly? Is
he's the one who writes all the horrible policies for President
Trump. Right, right.
He's an advisor. I don't know. He's
an advisor.
He survived it all. Like all the things that, like, even Republicans go, well, that's a little fucking harsh. Steve Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible. He's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah. So, like, he had
Nosferatu.
He had, like, you know, a hairline that had retreated to the middle of his head.
Yeah,
which is fine. He's an ugly dude with a dark heart.
Yeah, no,
he's unfuckable. Like even people who love President Trump would go, listen, I don't want to fuck Steve Miller.
His black heart extends to the outside of his face.
No, it's like, it just feels like, you know what, like if you came outside from, like, a freezing cold day and you held Steve Miller's hands, your hand would still be cold. Like, it would actually be colder. Because you know, like, how you women do when you come in and you're cold, you want to warm yourselves up on us, you want to glob your man's body heat?
Yeah, we want to put our feet on the back of your legs when we're sleeping.
Steve Miller would actually suck the remnants of warmth that's at the core of you, even though all your extremities are freezing because you've been out, you know, shoveling the snow. Because Steve Miller's not going to do it. He's a dainty motherfucker.
Yes.
So you're gonna come in, you're gonna hold your man Steve Miller's hand, and you're actually gonna feel colder. You're actually gonna shiver, and that's because you're in the presence of evil. And he has
yes. There was a creature on the first Star Trek that it used to put its hands on a human and suck all of the salts out of the body because it craved salt. And so, you know, the electrolytes would pull it.
As Joe calls that, his ex-wife. Thank you. Oh, you came out the day. Thank you.
Yes. And so Steve Miller has decided that he's going to put this little spray paint triangle hat on his forehead.
Bad job.
Oh,
didn't even
God.
Match colors.
Didn't match color. You can see where it
on.
Ended.
It was
sprayed on. It was,
you know,
terrible.
What it's like? It looked like Velcro.
It did a little bit, but you know what? It's that spray on hair that is, it has fibers in it.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
got texture.
So they layer on top of each other, and I suppose from a distance it looks hair-like.
Yeah, but you can't go on TV with that.
No, you can't. I mean, I knew a guy in a community theater, and he used that in a play to try to make himself look younger.
I pondered.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I have too, because my hair's starting to get thin. I have a very thin hair
thing
going on.
Because your cat's
making
you rip it out.
Oh my God. Everything's making me pull out my hair lately.
I pondered, but you know what? I don't think spray on's the way to go.
Spray on is not the way to go.
No, Steve Miller showed that.
Yeah, woo. But see, now, if you had, like, a little bit of thinning and you added that.
See, that's why I pondered. See, I think I could get away with that.
See, if a little bit of thinning is there and you add that
darker hair job, texture, your hair looks lighter.
I dyed it.
Okay.
Yeah. And if they had that spray texture in my color, I would be added in there so that it didn't look quite so light.
Yeah, but you can't
top.
Make it an arrow.
Yeah, you can't make a Native American
You know what it's like if you're battling
arrowhead.
In Afghanistan and you're in the woods.
Yes.
You could wear camo and try to blend in, or you could wear a bright orange hunting vest. I feel like Steve Miller put a bright
orange hunting vest on
his
head.
Think that's
yes.
a good analogy?
Totally. Yeah. Because I didn't hear anything he was saying in the clip I was watching, because all I did was stare at the Native American arrowhead on his forehead.
I guess he got a lot of shit for that.
Oh my God, so much.
But he's evil, so I don't mind picking on his look.
No.
He's a terrible
you know
human
what?
Being.
Normally, it's like, okay, back off. You're an asshole, and you did an asshole hair move, and we have to make fun of you.
Again, once again, to my point, and I've said it before, if you're attractive, you could be an asshole.
True.
Look at Ivanka Trump. Everybody thinks she's wonderful because she's good looking.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. If she looked like Eric, you'd think she's an asshole.
If she had that gum line, everybody would be killing
her. I
don't
understand the Trump boys with their fucking hair like they just dipped their head in an oil slick.
I don't either.
Is there like, I hope for Barron's sake, his hairstylist skips a fucking generation, because the three older Trump men between Donald, Eric, and Donald Jr. What the fuck? Allegedly you have so much money. Can't we get a decent hairstylist? Can't somebody get a no?
No. Well, Donald Jr. and Eric, I'm pretty convinced, are just showing their dedication to fossil fuels.
Perhaps. Even Donald Trump, I like his hair better when it's gray slash white.
Yeah,
we talked about
better.
This. The faux orangey yellow thing.
Ooh, no, what was that?
Let it go.
Yeah, there's a little fox taking a nap on your head. That
yeah,
doesn't.
It
it's
looks,
not a good
it
look.
It looks better when he's. It actually gives him a little gravitas.
Yes,
you
it can, does.
You can ignore the batshit for a few minutes. but when he looks like a fucking cartoon character, there's no place to hide.
Yeah, there's nothing to look at. Rest your eyes
yeah,
on.
It's like, my God, this cartoon is saying insane shit.
It's all crazy.
But if he had gray hair, you go, oh, let me see what this older gentleman has to say.
There's a little, I'm not quite there, but there's a little bit more believability.
Sure, if you don't look like a cartoon character, I can almost believe the bullshit coming out of your mouth.
Well, at least I'm willing to give it a shot.
Sure.
But, you know, if I'm looking at Mickey Mouse, I'm like, no.
No, he's a cartoon. No.
Yeah, Donald Duck is trying to explain policy to me. Nope.
And that's what happened with Steve Miller.
Yeah.
That's why Kellyanne Conway is so good. I mean, sure, it looks like the soul's been sucked out of her.
Yes, it was.
But she's not unattractive. She's not unattractive. Listen, she's aged.
She's older.
She's aged. Yeah. I get that. But she's not like a fucking ghoul.
No, she's
so
not.
When she spins, you're captivated for a little while.
Yeah, you're willing to at least listen for a moment, but I look at, well, I mean, and I'm not the first one to make this point, but I look at Stephen Miller, a.k.a. Nosferatu, and I'm, like, not able to divorce myself from the scariness of looking at me. It's a horror movie that talks.
He's a bad man with a bad head.
Yes, and he just made it worse.
Yeah. You know, how come Donald Trump didn't tweet about that? I would have really liked his thoughts on that.
I would have loved to hear him talk about that. But that's a man in a glass house throwing a stone.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but I want to get a quick take on this, and I'll talk about some other shit. Mm. So I was watching Miss Universe for just a few minutes the other day. By the way, completely outdated. It's fucking stupid. So anyway, they're announcing this whole litany of judges.
Okay.
One of the judges is the founder of the Women's March for
what?
Miss Universe.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, I just posted on there. I go, I can't wait to watch the pussy hat competition. But all right, but I have. But
okay.
But I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't this whole Women's March thing about respect us, empower us, we're tired of being sexual objects? And listen, I get some of the, I get some of these beauty pageants, they do good things, and these women...
Scholarship program!
Yeah, I get they're not all a bunch of airheads. I don't want to stereotype like that.
Right.
But really, I mean, judging a beauty pageant, is that where the founder of the Women's March should be? Doesn't it just make the whole thing look like, fuck you, you were the ugly chick? That's what I think. I think, wow, you were an ugly whore who got made fun of, so you couldn't be in a beauty pageant, so you had a Women's March. Oh, and now you're being invited to hang out with the cool kids. It just made me disrespect the Women's March a little more.
It really makes me wonder what her priorities and her whole thinking are about.
Is it because Donald Trump doesn't own it anymore, so it's okay? Because if Donald Trump still owned it,
why do you have to be involved in it at all?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Because Donald Trump used to own that. Used to own Miss America, Miss Universe. Used to own that. He doesn't own it anymore. So I'm like wondering, well, if Donald Trump still owned it, would she be able to be a judge for the Women's March, or be politically not correct for her?
Well, wouldn't that have been interesting if he had owned it and she decided to do that? The Women's March,
either
and she's
way.
There at a beauty contest?
I'll tell you what, though. I would like to see all the contestants march in New York. I would show up to that march.
You'd be at that rally?
March in a fucking swimsuit, bitch.
What are we protesting? I'm all for it. This looks great.
I don't know. It just makes me think it just takes away from the whole Women's March for me.
You know,
which is the target demo.
Yeah, they were worried about what you thought.
As well, they should be.
I was already turned off when people were marching around with vaginas on their heads.
Ugh.
You know,
it just takes away from so much.
It takes away because, like you said, perfect word, takes all of the gravitas out of it. And
it's not really a word.
No, it is.
Gravitas is a word.
Gravitas. That's what I said.
Yeah, but I thought you meant the whole phrase. All right. Never mind.
No,
but it does. Yeah, it's hard to take Stephen Miller seriously when he's got spray hair on. It's hard to take a woman seriously, or a man for that matter, when they're wearing a
vagina on their head.
Because I'll tell you what, if a guy's wearing a cock and balls on his head, I'm not taking him seriously either.
I'm not.
If you're wearing genitalia on your head,
thank you.
I'm not.
Clap
really...
your hands. If you're wearing genitalia, clap your hands.
My point is, I'm not really listening to your message because I think you look stupid.
Right.
Which once again goes back to my point. If you have a message, have attractive people doing it. I'm on it. That's why. Why am I not a spokesman? Not attractive enough.
Well, well, the thing is, also, I've always said that if you are doing things, I mean, people cut their off their nose to spite their face all the time. They, if they have a legitimate agenda, if they have something that they want to show, but they do it in, yeah, you do need to get attention, but if you do it in such a ridiculous manner that most people, the people who you aren't already on board with, or aren't already on board with you, rather, if those people, they're going to listen to what you're saying. They are your echo chamber. They already believe it. But if you are alienating the people you're trying to win over by, like, having a vagina on your head.
It's not even alienating. It's just, well, you can't take them serious.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you're cutting down your message. They will take one look at you and go, ugh. It's like, I say to people, you might have a valid point, but if you're screaming at me, all I hear is you yelling, I've stopped listening to the words.
No, you're absolutely right.
I can't.
But now, if you wear a vagina on your head, I will stay a little longer.
Well, because I at least want to see, is this person completely insane, or do they just
smell
have
your breath. I want to see how dedicated you are.
I just want to eat my tuna sandwich and go home.
You get the cut of my jib. That's why you're my homemate.
Homemade.
You are my homemade.
I like the cut of your jib. Oh my God, homemade. But I think that people often will ruin their own point by making themselves ridiculous. And what we were just talking about, the president making himself look into a cotton candy headed Cheeto. If you make yourself look ridiculous, even if you were saying very reasonable things.
That's how you know Donald Trump doesn't listen to anybody.
Right.
You got Melania Trump, who was in fashion, was a model and everything. She's got a good fashion sense.
Yeah, except if she's saying, I don't care to you.
Whatever.
Very few missteps.
She knows, well, enough. But anyway. But I mean, you think she sees Donald looking like that and goes, he looks great? No. She could actually make him look more stylish.
Of course.
The gravitas that the position has. So when he says whatever he's going to say, you listen. But he ain't listening to her. He ain't listening to Ivanka. He's listening to nobody.
Nobody.
He's going out there looking like a clown.
Yeah. Oh,
and
Donald.
He's sending Stephen Miller out there to look like
that. Oh, God. I mean, this is not my original thought, unfortunately, but whoever let him leave the house looking like that.
Nobody. Stephen Miller lives alone.
I'm sure he does.
Maybe with his mother, who's chained up in the spare bedroom.
The Uber driver should have, like, pulled over and said, wash your fucking head before you go anywhere.
It's ridiculous.
You can't go anywhere like that, sir. I'm bringing you to a men's washroom, and you are scrubbing your head. You can't.
Who wiped their ass on your head?
Oh no! Somebody shamed you at a party with a felt tip marker, and you couldn't get it off this morning.
Your head is a skid mark.
It's like, oh, you shouldn't have stayed that long at the party. You passed out, and they shamed you.
Stephen
Miller
doesn't get invited to parties.
No, of course he doesn't.
So I went to my daughter's winter concert.
Oh, good.
It was a 7th grade orchestra, band, choir, and 8th grade orchestra, band, and choir.
Nice.
And I was pleasantly surprised. We talked about this last week. There was a nice balance of Hanukkah and Christmas songs.
I like that.
I do like that. Nothing for the Muslims.
Are there Muslim songs?
I don't know. Is it called a prayer?
I guess there are. I guess there are songs. I don't know them.
So my daughter was, she plays violin, was second and third chair. They switched because two of the kids tied.
Okay.
Some testing. So one song she was second chair, and one song she was third chair.
Okay.
She started as first chair, and then she got fucking challenged like it did last year. Son of a bitch. So the first song they did was very long.
Oh, boy.
It was a very long song. And to me, it sounded like some notes were off. I mean, I'm no expert, but it made me curl my fingers.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to have perfect pitch to go, ugh, when it's off.
Yeah, it doesn't sound. And violins are a whiny, not violins, strings are a whiny.
They tend to be, yeah.
Like, unless you hit it right.
Yeah, it can be like,
There's not a lot of forgiveness in string instruments.
I like that. That's a good way to put it.
I'm a very wise man. I don't spray on my hair.
Thank God.
And I really don't know why they would play such a long song if there's going to be errors. Because at one point, a month into it, shouldn't the teacher go, you know what, we're not going to do this song.
Well, maybe they did better in rehearsal than the actual
I don't know.
Thing.
We don't need to go Inagata Da Vida for the fucking for the
yes,
orchestra.
We do. No. Yes, that sounds excellent.
The second song I thought was a bit better.
Okay.
It was also shorter. And I've heard my daughter be part of some amazing concerts.
Yeah.
Where you know, we said to go, wow, that was great.
Yes.
You know, she was part of All County. She does this thing called Wire Choir. And even last year, the spring concert was better than the winter concert. But okay. You know.
Yeah.
But when I compliment her, I'm sincere.
Yes. You're not like me.
What can we do about it?
What can we do about it now?
So we go to get my daughter after the concert. First thing she says to me, we sounded like hot garbage. Which, if you think about it, is an offshoot of when I think I've done badly and something go, well, that sucked a bag of dicks.
I like dumpster fire myself.
Right,
but you know. But
like if I have a bad game in softball, I sucked a bag of dicks. Or if I have a bad show, that sucked a bag
sucked of bag of dicks.
Yeah, you know, very odd.
See, I can't use that one because you don't know if I'm commenting on it or just telling you about my dad.
I imagine you both.
Yes, a little both.
So I just stare at her because I don't have a response to this.
What can I say? Yeah?
And I'm just like, And she goes, you can't even deny it. That's what she says to me. She's calling me out.
Well, yeah.
So I just, and I don't want to lie to her, because then,
right.
Then if I compliment her when...
She'll be like, you have to say that, you're my father.
Right, like, yeah. It takes away from, like, the times where I've been blown away. Go, oh, that was really great. That was very impressive.
Right.
I go, well, it sounded good when you practiced.
Which is a fair enough response.
Yeah. So then we're coming home, and I reminded her that last year the spring concert was much better than the winter concert because I had more time to practice.
Yeah,
but what I'm really happy about with my daughter is, like, she doesn't need a participation trophy.
Yeah, no, she could take that one.
Yeah, like she don't want smoke blowing up her ass. Now she's always negative when she comes out. Anyway.
Right.
But when she is, but like, but no, that was really good.
Right.
That was very enjoyable. You guys sounded great, you know.
But
if it's a concert, I don't know what she particularly sounds like, but as a whole,
mm-hmm.
they sounded, you know, great, which happens quite a bit. I mean, she's a good violinist.
Yeah. That's awesome. But I agree with your take on this, though. I mean, when somebody has a performance and it's not up to par, it's not necessarily their doing, but as a whole... A lot of musicians, particularly, they know when it didn't go well.
Musicians
you know
before the audience knows.
Yeah, they do. Well, because they know what to expect. And sometimes the nuances, the audience doesn't miss
right.
that piece. Oh, they missed going off into the chord change. We don't know.
No.
You know, unless
especially
it's a
me,
really...
Especially I don't know.
Unless it's a really well-known piece.
That's why it's like, it's really got to suck for me to not to notice.
Yeah, yeah. But then if you're going, ooh, if you're doing the cringe and you're gripping your hands, because it's like, ow, ooh.
There's not a lot of forgiveness with strings. If you
yes.
if you throw in some brass instruments and some percussion, mm-hmm. then you got a full thing going. You can hide some shit.
I went to see Mr. Helix, and I went with a friend and to Blank Fest, which is the concert that's put on by a charitable organization run by a friend of ours, begun by a friend of ours many years ago, where the entrance fee is a blanket.
Oh, you told us about this.
Right, and the blankets are distributed to the homeless on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And,
nice.
You know, Mr. Hillix and I actually have participated on the ground level with that, too, at one point.
On the ground level?
Yeah, actually putting the blankets on the homeless.
I got you.
So, you know, we just went to the concert. Is it time for our song?
I
think
I smell
it's time
something.
For our song.
I smell something.
Wait a second.
Hold
I'm
on.
Okay. So we went to that, and Michelle Schacht. Do you remember her name?
No.
She had a degree of fame in, I guess it was the 90s or whatever. I would be hard pressed to come up with a song that I know that she did. But anyway, I knew the name from someplace. So she performed at this benefit, and she was playing the mandolin, and she was being accompanied by somebody on keyboards and a violinist. And heard the violinist play by herself, and she sounded good. Heard the mandolin by itself, it sounded good. Together, somebody wasn't tuned right. Oh, dear Jesus, Joseph and Mary. That was
I wonder
pain.
If there was a truth potato waiting by the side of the stage.
Oh, somebody doing the cut sign would have been good, because together that was a hot dumpster fire when they were playing together, and it was so painfully out of tune. It's like, I mean, I really did feel like I was getting cramps.
Like when we saw Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You were like all over his voice. And I was like, it's okay. Like you were more in tune with what was not happening with his voice that you felt should be happening.
Yeah, I really did want him to, you know, modulate the chords so that he could bring down the high notes vocally, but and he wasn't hitting them. And I'm like,
look at this nice old man trying hard.
And I'm like, oh.
I was perfectly fine. I'm like, all right, this doesn't sound great, but it's not bad. I'm happy I saw it.
No, I've seen him perform better, and sometimes he gets up, he's trying for those youthful high notes, and he's got the grandpa warble in the voice, and it's painful for me.
I understand. But I'm proud of that I don't have to blow smoke up this child's ass.
No, that's really good.
Because you've seen me after, like, bad stuff. I know it.
Yeah, you know.
I don't need, that was good. Was it really?
No, but I mean, you know, I'll tell you if it was like, boy, they were really giving you a hard time.
See monkeys and jizz. Where is Joe Curry?
There he is. Yay. Well, yes.
Bringing sunshine and coal like always.
Are you new here? we're singing delightfully Sea Monkeys and Chiz, and he goes, I fucking walked into a nursery. Well,
that's why he has his own song. He always brings sunshine.
Here comes our little road warrior now.
Exactly. Most people would love a theme song.
I know.
As a matter of fact, next time Joe and I go on tour, I think you and I will record that, and that is what he will come out to.
Yeah, no, he'll be back there. It's like, huh. Not coming out.
Well, Joe thought it was so funny when he had an MC bring me out as this guy's a hack. So,
we're at the place.
Yeah, we know the fucking story.
No, we're going to tell it again.
Oh, how many fucking times?
The guy goes, "What should I bring him up as?" Tell him he's a hack. So I get to my side, sit down. The fucking guy goes on stage. Guy's from New York. He's a hack. I spit my fucking.
Oh my God.
He starts and he goes, "Would you fucking tell him to say that?" Because I don't think he would fucking say he's a comic.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh, by the way, Raggedy Ann's looking for her shoes. Where look at that getup!
I know. Well, it was Christmas sock day at the day program.
Really?
I decided if I'm gonna go big or go home.
All right.
So it's like business on the
top.
That's
what you do with Cox too, right?
Demented elf on the bottom. Yes.
That's all you're bringing? Go home. Yeah. Somebody comes with 10 inches. Bring it.
Take those balls. Take that 6 inches. Get out of here.
Yeah.
6 inches. Wow, you are a picky son of a bitch.
Yeah, really?
6 inches is above average in the American United States. And you're like, that's not enough for a man like you.
Excuse me, size queen, but I'm not throwing 6 inches out.
Yeah, but Joe's had so many big cocks, he could just dismiss 6 inches.
Maybe he had the Yule log jammed up his ass.
I think he might have.
I think I missed something here.
I think you did.
Yeah, a couple inches. So we will close this.
Yes.
With the latest tale from the racist rabbi.
Oh, God.
He's back, huh?
Yeah. Joe just gave me a double take. That's why I'm glad I'm waiting.
He's a gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
Yeah. Sure. He's back in true form, apparently.
Make yourself comfortable. Stay for a while.
So you can take off your Stephen Miller spray tan. That's your hat.
It looks like it's fucking Stephen Miller's hair.
Your spray hair.
We were just talking about that. You see his hair?
No.
Neither did he, but he fucking sprayed some shit on.
Oh, dude.
And it goes on fucking national TV with that. I'm like a fucking expert.
It's so sad.
Yeah,
it's not good.
You can't look like a cartoon character and talk shit. Policy. You just can't.
You can't. It was terrifying. So tell us about him.
So I'm setting up my sound system before a gig a few weeks ago. And a woman in the audience says, I remember you from the rabbi's house.
Really?
And I really didn't want to chit-chat about the racist rabbi before a gig.
I know.
So I played dumb. I said, which house and which rabbi? Like, I'm frequenting many houses and many rabbis.
There's every rabbi in town.
Like, I'm fucking Elijah on Passover. Just going from house to house, dropping by.
Well, if everybody keeps leaving an empty chair for you, you're going to go and, you know, play musical chairs.
What are you showing? Stephen Miller's head?
Yeah, I'm showing him his hair.
Yeah, that's your boy. That's your boy's spokesman. Enjoy that.
His spray-on triangle.
God. Another sound decision. Looks great. God forbid he get caught in a rainstorm and it looks like he's a fucking sad clown.
I know. Is that mascara? No, it's my hair.
So, anyway, so I said, which house, which rabbi? She named the town. I said, yeah, I don't go there anymore. She said she was with him from the beginning when he started, but she stopped going there as well.
Do tell.
Okay. So her husband recently passed away.
Oh.
The rabbi said he would handle the funeral. She had to pay him. He promised her it would be a lovely cemetery with a great view. By the way, when you're dead, who fucking cares about a view?
Well, if you want a great view, you know, you want your family to have a nice place to sit.
Isn't heaven a great fucking view?
Well, I guess. But look, when I go to visit my parents' grave, I look around to see if there's a nice spot for me. Yeah, I want to be next to the parents. Drop.
You haven't
bought
your plot yet?
No.
Well, why don't you fucking do that before somebody else wants to hone in?
All right. Well, I want to make sure it's just so. I'm going to be there dead forever.
He doesn't want a bunch of tin cans and used rubbers lying around.
No,
he wants
but,
to make
I mean,
sure
but
it's a
if there's
spot.
A spot next to your parents, you
but
should
it's not right next to my parents. It's down the street a little bit, you know, down the
well,
way.
You need your space.
You don't want to be right, exactly. You know, I don't want to go. Well, you know, if I'm too close, now I got to do chores. You know, I want to be over on the side.
It's like a little respect.
Want to be able to stop in, yeah. But you don't want them.
If like, you live near your parents, you want to be a couple of blocks away.
I understand.
You know, you're close, but not that close.
So you can whack off in your casket and not have them walking in on you.
Kind of. Yeah.
I got
yeah,
you.
Well,
yeah.
Your privacy.
I understand. I hope there's fucking walls and doors in heaven. I'll tell you what, because it ain't heaven if there's not.
I think it's all outside. Because every time you see a picture, you see heaven. It's outside. There's clouds and a field.
Well, you're above the rain. You don't got to worry about.
Yeah,
the
I guess. But what do? Just wander around the field forever?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
and pet the lamb.
You haven't
yeah,
like
pretty much
like dead loved ones that can watch down, see all the depravity you do, go, well, this isn't going to be good. Because imagine that first conversation.
Oh, there's plenty of times I'm sure my father's going, shield your eyes, Nettie. He's at it again.
Oh, yeah.
This thing we brought life
June
is at it
16th, 1998. What the fuck were you doing? Like, can you imagine? Oh, you see them. Hold on. Don't touch me with those hands.
Yeah, hold on. We have things to discuss.
I mean, really, who is it heaven for? Like people say, oh, I feel my father with me. I kind of hope you don't. Because
yeah.
That means when we do some naughty, despicable things, he's there. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want him sitting there reading the paper. You done yet?
Yeah, I don't want to be on the bowl thinking about my dead loved ones watching me.
If it doesn't work well in a Nickelback song, it certainly doesn't work well for all eternity.
Yeah.
The song where like he's plowing the girl and then the father's knocking on the car.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Can you imagine? What have you been doing to her? Or like if you've been doing things, if you've done despicable things, not necessarily towards the loved one, but you know, see, we all do bad things.
Listen, I just don't want all of my ancestors watching me while I'm in the shower. You know, like can we make an appointment?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't want my great 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 granduncle going to drop the soap again.
What do you think the tradition started?
Yeah,
he was the first.
Because that's when you worry about the view when you're dead. Yeah. Oh, he got the soap.
The whole view thing
is odd.
I think I'll be pretty much busy out running a pitchfork. So.
You're not that fast. I think you'll be middle management by no time.
He'll be wielding the pitchfork.
You'll be Beelzebub's number 9.
Boss, we were chasing him, and then he stopped and dressed us down. We can't kill him. He's too good. He's one of us.
That's too bad.
They're too bad.
If you were too good, you'd be upstairs. Yeah.
That's true.
He's evil like you.
Yeah.
He's one of us now.
So I think he's good for the trainee program.
So she lets him handle everything. So they buried her husband, and according to her, the cemetery was not kept up, had overgrown plots, sunken plots, and her husband was 3 graves away from a porta potty.
Oh.
And I sat there. I go, well, he was an elderly gentleman, and you know, elderly gentlemen have to go to the bathroom a lot in the sleep. So that's not necessarily bad. That's what I said because I don't know what to say to this woman.
Did you say that?
Of course I did. I'm set up my gear for a comedy show.
Could have said that's awful.
Well, I did. But then I also made a ha-ha.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
But
did she laugh?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
good.
I'm very charming. No, shut up. At least I have real hair. Yeah, fucking look. That's why he's not my whole mate. You are.
My whole mate.
Pip's my whole mate. So after they bury her husband, the rabbi tells her she can't be buried next to him in that cemetery because she was adopted and they don't know if her mother is Jewish.
Get the fuck out of here.
I will, but I'll have to take some bodies with me. This is the most despicable.
Why would he do that to her?
Because he's probably getting a fucking money. He's getting
a
kickback.
Yeah, he's getting a kickback for,
so now,
for suggesting
now,
that place.
If she wants to be with her husband, she has to dig him up and find a new place.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that should have been had before they agreed on this cemetery.
Totally. He should never, that should never have happened. And then all of a sudden after the fact, oh, by the way, we don't think that you're really Jewish because we can't prove it. So you can't be with your husband.
But what? I don't like didn't she? But if she converts, I would think she could be there. I mean, and she went there to services.
Well, if these people are that strict, it's like, well, we don't consider that really Jewish if you convert because you weren't born into it.
That's some shit that has to be had before we agree to bury them there.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think this is the most despicable act.
This is
the racist rabbi has done. So
yeah.
Far.
And
yeah, it transcends racist. I mean, that he's just a scumbag.
Yeah, he's been a scumbag for a while, Joe.
Yeah,
that's beyond the pale. Wow, you know what? I would hope that because it's gonna take money to move him.
She don't have that much money.
No, yeah. I mean, like, I hope she goes to some kind of like, you know,
corpse court
advocate or
that'd be a good
small
court.
Claims court,
corpse court,
corpse court,
corpse court.
I should be a fucking judge on Corpse Court.
Oh, my God. That would be a great show.
That would be a great show. Somebody should write that.
Thanks.
Yeah, instead of a judge, you have like a bench that's got handles on the side and stuff like that.
Oh.
Like a top of a casket.
But I'll make it silly, Joe. I'm here to settle disputes of the dead.
Make it silly.
Lack of respect in your pitch.
Actually, just doing a show on the evil shit that families do to each other once the head of the family dies. Like probating the will and who gets fucked, that would be a show.
That would be a show.
Because that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one...
Everybody, turn off your radios or your computer. Shut up. We're having a pitch meeting here.
Yeah. That would be, like, probate court. Corpse court. But that would be like, okay, you know...
Left out of the will.
The matriarch of the family died, and they were demented in the last month, and then this person got in and made them change the will and screwed over this person and that person, and now this person has to move out of the house because they can't afford it, yada, yada, all the stuff that people do to each other.
Probably about 4 months, 3 or 4 months before my mother died, I was in college... going to college and high school, and to make a long story, I had to get a vaccine, so we had to find proof that I had a certain vaccine.
Hmm.
So my mom is going through her desk, and she goes, oh, by the way, she goes, here's my will. And she goes, now, what you do is you call work, I'm not going the next day. You tell them I'm not showing up.
I like how she wasn't sure you would be able to solve that detail on your own.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, you tell call in dead for me.
She was kidding. But
call in dead.
Yeah, she said, call work and tell him I'm
not
coming.
Now I shan't be in anymore.
So when she was looking at the will, she said, oh, Charlie is the executor of the will. I got to get this changed. Charlie was her boyfriend. Okay.
Oh.
And he hated me with a passion.
I like this guy.
And the only thing,
codename Charlie.
And the only hatred that was ever around that was even worse was the hatred I had for him.
Oh, okay.
So I figured
he was a Democrat, wasn't he?
So anyway, my mom goes, "Oh, I got to get this changed for you to be the executor."
Yeah,
how long were they dating?
4 or 5 years.
That's a long time for you to have that type of tension and hate.
78, 83.
Yeah, he's gonna
blow. Maybe about 8 years, something like
that's
that.
That's a long time.
Now, was he still in the picture at the time you had this conversation?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
He was gone. Let's just 91st, 98.
Oh, so you really have to change
about,
that.
Look at Joe carry the one.
Because because I am probably about 4 or 5 years.
Oh my God! Yeah,
and it would never was changed.
Yeah.
Right. So 3 months later, my mom passes away, and I'm freaking out. Because where the will was, I go look for the will.
It's not there.
I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is.
Oh,
and all
no.
I'm thinking is, I got to find the will.
Yeah.
Number two, if he's on there, he will stop at nothing to fuck me.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I wasn't a kid. I was 30.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like, you know, so I'm looking.
You were 30 when your mom passed?
Yeah, my mom was 30 when she passed away.
I thought you were much younger.
No, 30. My mom passed away at 30. Yeah, so I'm, and I'll never forget, I had the guys over the house. The guys were coming over the house, Adam, Farrar, and Anthony came here, and Joe came here, and stuff like that. My buddy Jimmy Cannon, they all came over, and I remember they're in my kitchen playing cards, goofing on me, making jokes. Well, I'm trying to find his fucking will.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm like, where did you look on the roof? No, I didn't look on the roof. Maybe it's buried in treasure. Shut up. You know.
So they were over being helpful is what you're saying.
And meanwhile, while they're doing that, they're goofing it because my great-great-grand-granduncle had a patent on the rail car and stuff like this. And, you know, he owned half of Los Angeles at one point. So they're all goofing on, I could have been a millionaire. Shut up. You know? here, I'll buy half of Los Angeles for a bottle of Scotch. And I'm trying to find
God
it.
God damn
shut
it.
Up.
Shut yeah. up.
I found it.
Oh.
I found it. Slid under
and it,
something.
But it still have the son of a bitch as the
no.
executor?
No. My mom changed it. She changed it. So that's the way, not even with families, Phew. But people that were involved with the family
yes.
could you know, change it. You know, and like I said, probate for me was not that hard because I was handling everything. And the only other person was my aunt. She just wanted my mom sewing stuff, which was hers anyway. My mom. But, you know, I didn't have other siblings to go over it with. You know, when my wife or estranged wife, whatever she was, her and her sisters used to argue what they were going to get, you know, what are their parents they were going to get and stuff when they passed away.
Wow.
And I told Joanna.
Who got the brain?
Not
but
her.
But I told, I go, you bet, you know, I go, it's going to be like Dodge City when yeah. your parents pass away.
Yep.
And I go, and I'm out of it. I don't want to look like the brother-in-law that's trying to, you know, to get in on something.
Yep.
And unfortunately, when her, you know, dad passed away when times were good and her mom passed away as things were getting very, you know, it was pretty much the starting to be the end. So I really wasn't involved and I kept my distance. But there was a couple of little snippety snappety fights.
Yeah.
But I'm like, don't involve me. Don't involve me.
Yeah.
So let's take our first break.
Okay.
We're gonna hear some new music from Heron Wolf with Moonlight and Just a Jester with Another World. You can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com. And when we come back, we'll do some comics in the news. Our outstanding, what's the fucking bit called? That was an outstanding displays of spite.
Yes.
And Christmas is going down in a great debate of absurdity. I feel very confident.
So you think.
I'm knocking the big dog off the block.
Yeah.